Anonymous hackers?
Anonymous hackers.
Hmm.
Pretty freaking neat, man. Like, they figure it out, and then they start fucking with the lights and shit in the house and stuff, and it's scary what they can do.
It's pretty wild. We are recording. So, for the first time ever, we're going to attempt to do something, guys, for the audience of 3AM Gaming Jamming Cinephiles. You guys that listen to us on audio, and that's it, is this is just fine. You're going to hear everything's completely normal, except for my audio is better. I got my mic that came in. We're going to be creating a YouTube channel soon. And what we're going to do is we're going to upload video versions of these on that channel. New thing we're trying out, guys. So I'm excited for you guys to get to listen to it. And we're finally back after a break that we did not anticipate to be as long as it was. But we're back. And here in a bit, we'll bring on a guest who's done a lot of great stuff, from my film logo to the music for it. And we'll be talking the stuff from acting to music on this episode. So that's what you can expect today.
Absolutely, guys. Sorry it's been a bit, but some things happened that were kind of unexpected. So,
as our potential merch would say, or as mine would say, shit happens.
Shit happens. It'd be with the fuck it be.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I wanted to pipe off this video with talking about some incidents I've been having. So I don't think you guys know too much, but this is also a paranormal channel. So I would like to talk to you guys about something that's been going on personally in my life. So throughout multiple of my experiences and stuff like that, I've reached out to a few people about some of the paranormal events that are happening in my own home, actually, that I'm in right now, that I've been a little crazy and stuff like that, through actually seeing full body apparitions, full blown, like seeing the spirits in general. I've also encountered something that was kind of ominous in the last 2 days. I've been seeing things not even out of the corners of my eyes now. It's been straight on. Just like you're looking, you know, the only thing I can really explain is, you know, that short switch, you know, where you turn off the switch and then there's something there. But it's there. It's way darker than the room, and it's always a figure. And it's been happening for the past 3 or 4 days now. My dogs are anxious. My husky has been going absolutely crazy. He can't hardly sleep at night. He's been getting really, really skittish. Having accidents in the house. He'd get so scared and stuff. All my dogs would just start barking at random parts of the house, and it's getting out of hand. So I'm going to keep everybody posted on this as of right now. I don't know what's been going on. It's actually the whole area up around here, around the Adams area. It's not even in Adams. It's actually in Pleasant View.
You might need to do research and see if it's like an anniversary or something, like some kind of historical recurrence. Because if it's a whole area, it's got to be something big.
It's a whole area, but it's not like happening right now. It's only happening with me right now. And the thing is that, like, excuse me, sorry, not a lot of sleep, as you can tell. But just understanding like the things, like I've told you some of the stories of the house, which I can get into in later videos, because it's kind of a long story. But through that, I don't know what's been going on, really. My girlfriend sees it all the time. And I've just now been starting to see it, or really I've just started paying attention more. She has gotten her hair pulled recently and stuff like that. It's just these subtle things that are trying to, I guess, scare us or whatever. But
What would you say the height of it is? This is a weird question, but I'm just asking.
The height of what? The experiences in general?
No, like the height. Like you say a figure. Are you seeing like the entire height? Like what would you say the height is of the figure?
It's tall. It's really tall.
Would you say 8-9 feet?
No, not that far. Probably okay. The highest would be, you know, 7, maybe 8 foot highest.
Okay, but this is when I was having my demon house things I talked to you about, what I saw was 8 feet, or at least I guesstimate was 8 feet.
Well, I mean, this is a full blown just person. Like it is just a person. That's all it is. It's just a tall.
I couldn't make out what it was. It looked like it had a head and shoulders at one point where I caught it. And I think I told you about this. It was one of those times where I was zoning out going into the kitchen at 3 a.m. and I came back just to see a figure at the top corner of the china cabinet. It's a reflection because of the glass. And I saw it dart and go away. And then that was all I remembered until like 4:30. So that's why I was asking about the height, if it was something similar to that. But
yeah,
mine must have been taller. I couldn't make out what it was. I could tell it was a head and some shoulders, and it went that way. And obviously nothing's going to be up at 3 a.m.
I brought it up to some people in the paranormal groups that I'm in. And I got like 30 responses. And usually on these things, like they're negative stuff and whatever. And I didn't get a single negative comment. Didn't get a single, you know, oh, well, you don't have any evidence or anything. People said that this area is extremely active. And actually, one of these people actually used to live here. And not in this house, but the people who lived in this house lived here for 6 months. One of them was a preacher, and it was a preacher and his family, and they were gone. 6 months. They couldn't handle it. They didn't ask why. They just said they were gone. They came for 6 months, loved the house, then hated it, and was ready to go. They moved to Alabama. So my thing is just like, why did they move? I found out why they moved. And when we first initially started walking through the house, I was 14 years old. I still live with my parents, by the way, due to financial reasons. We were doing the walkthrough, and it felt like a house, but it didn't feel like a home. I knew something was off. And I've been able to feel things and stuff like that. I've been told, and through experiences that I can get on later on in other videos and stuff like that. But I wouldn't say I'm like no psychic or a medium or anything, but I do feel when things aren't right, and like most people can, and so a lot of people can, and so just something never felt right, and I always feel like something was watching me. So, and just things like that around here in the wooded areas, I've heard of many of my neighbors talk about their kids hearing whispers and stuff in the woods. And there have been actually some deaths here. There's actually a cave. I think it's about 100 yards from the wood line of my backyard. If you go straight, let me see. If you're going south, southwest, you can kind of actually southeast, headed from my house. If you go 100 yards past the wood line, and you know, because there's two trees that you can literally walk right in between, and you'll head right to it. There's a cave, and it's caged up, and I can actually put pictures if I can find the pictures of the cave. If not, I'll just go down there and take pictures of it. Turns out that one of the guys I work with, his wife is a realtor, and that land is where some dude had a drug overdose and died in that cave. Then there was another guy who was supposedly murdered in this area, but nobody really knows if there was any foul play or if it was just suicide. In fact, that was one of the many things I think that were just swept under the rug. But through other activities around here, such as occult type activities, I'm not sure who these people are, and I don't really want to be broadcasting this out too much because I don't know if they'll be watching or something. Probably not, but regardless, there are things that happen in the occult. Even like I actually have a friend. Her family, I cannot tell her name, for personal reasons, and through you know, not having her permission, but I can definitely talk about the story. Her family owns a farm here in this area, and she, God, I think we were like, I think we were around, you know, 11 or 12 years old, and her dad had like a little iPod Touch or whatever. And so this is around the time when Apple products, yeah, they were getting big, but that's whenever, you know, we had, you know, like just got done having like the first gen iPods and stuff. Well, he had taken pictures of what had happened. So she runs into the house. She calls her dad for her dad and tells him there's smoke coming out of the cornfield. And like down the edge of the driveway, all the way to the road and back of their 5-acre field over on the left side of their house was a corn. And then they planted the rest of it with other things like wheat and stuff like that. And different types of the year or different years, they would either grow tobacco or corn. Well, this year was corn, regardless of what they grew. And there was smoke rising out of it. And so he was like, what's going on? And so he runs outside and goes to run in there, but he hears some chanting. Legit chanting. He hears chanting. So he runs back in the house and grabs a shotgun. And he shoots towards the ground, and then he shoots in the air. He racks another one up and shoots in the air. And out comes about 8 men wearing brown robes with black sashes that went across their shoulder and down, like, their right leg. Because as they were running this way, so you got, like, the right side view of them. And there was a black sash, like a pointed sash down their leg. And they're running out. And so he's like, what? And so he walks over, and literally, I saw the pictures that he took of these guys. It legit looked like Jedi from freaking Star Wars. They look like Jedi wearing their brown robes. So he runs over, and he brings the gun with them. She goes too, and he looks, and in this area, I think, I really don't remember how big it was, but it was big. And it's a pentagram that was burnt into the cornfield. Did so much damage to his crop in the area. It burnt so much of his crop. I think it was a huge area of crop. And not knowing how many thousands of dollars they did destroying even more stuff that he ended up finding. And like they had even driven, you know, their vehicles into there to get through it. But they did it on the other side. So they cost this guy almost his entirety of his stuff, you know, his money and his profit for that year. And so these people have been recorded even in this area, even in the woods back here. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know who they are. I don't know what it's about, but this is recorded sightings. Honestly, the only thing I've ever saw of them was on pictures, and people have been hearsay about people. Do I think that they're the same people? I have no idea. Who knows? This could have been some college kids doing stupid shit. Who knows?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, but of different activities, I know the Klan, the Ku Klux Klan, people said they're around here too somewhere. I have never seen anything about them.
I've heard that from other people too, that there's stuff like that yeah, is here, but I haven't. People have said that it's like in this area or that area, but I haven't seen anything.
I've never seen anything like that. They've it's just hearsay, you know what I'm saying? Unless I have fact, I'm not gonna believe it, and this was fact. So I know that at a time there was something going on. Now, regardless of if there was any investigations to be dealt with it, I don't know. But do I think it would make a good movie idea? Sure. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, small town America. I mean,
yeah. I mean, there's been so many videos like that too, but this one will actually be based on a true story. Think about that. So that would be kind of cool.
Yeah, all those based on a true story ones really get under people's skin. Anyway, we're going to divert. We can get more into this on. I'm actually wanting to open up a full blown paranormal channel. We can try to do investigations in the future. If we can get a crew together, we can also mention stories like that on there. And we can do more episodes like this. We have our guest Santiago's here.
Hey.
So, Hey.
Hey, man. What's up?
Going.
Been doing all right, buddy?
Yeah, how are you doing?
Man, I'm tired.
I'm pretty cold.
Right.
I like that. I like the cold. Some people call me a weirdo. I like the cold. My favorite season's winter.
Yeah, I like fall and
winter
too.
Yeah, me too.
Summer, I'll be in it like in early spring or whatever. And like the first couple of weeks of summer, I'm like, yeah, we're gonna go to the beach. I'm gonna go swim in the pool. And I'm like, it's too damn hot.
The thing with winter is you can be freezing your ass off. Just throw on more clothes. If it's hot outside and 100 effing degrees, you could strip butt ass naked and birthday suit it down a street. You're still gonna sweat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't think that would be really, you know, socially acceptable.
I mean, not for me. I'd scar people.
Oh god! Like, and you could be arrested for public nudity.
I mean, yeah.
And possibly public intoxication. But then they would have to do a breathalyzer and know that
they don't want to do a breathalyzer on a naked man. Could you imagine a police officer having to do that?
Oh, buddy, they do. I promise.
Having to like walk up, be like less than a foot from, you know, just having to visualize it and just like.
But they don't have to worry about a couple inches. They ain't got to worry about a couple inches, Clay. I think it'll be all right.
I think you got to mix up with someone else. They got to worry about, you know, around half a foot, okay?
God, okay. Anyways, so.
That is how you pivot.
That's exactly how we pivot. So, we heard some more music that Santiago had made for the thing, and it was absolutely amazing. Again, another amazing job from this freaking music genius that we have on here.
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
If I'm right, Santiago, you're primarily an actor, whereas music has just been kind of like a hobby thing, and you have inspirations from it, but... If we were in another world, if we were in Argentina, or if you were in Tennessee or in Kentucky or something, you'd probably be acting in the movie along with probably doing the music.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's what I would actually be doing if I was there.
Absolutely.
But, you know.
You could probably be a cop character along Gage here.
Right.
What else?
we need some of those.
I could have been. Yeah. I could have been.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to freaking try and do it. And I haven't acted in at least 2-3 years, so it's gonna be pretty rusty.
Shit.
And that's the thing, though. Like, in fact, we actually in one of my videos that I was going to do, my first semester of college.
Because I think you put it up as like a short or like a extended short, and I can do that. I think we were going to do it,
but in fact, it ended up having to be put on the back burner because of just people not being able to do it or whatever, and funding really. We didn't have the equipment to be able to use it, but we actually had a lady who she's our age. Was going to video her stuff. We were going to actually do a Skype call where she would act. She lived in North Carolina. She was actually going to act as if she was like sick or something like that in the video, and giving us intel about things that were being used for our paranormal investigation. For the actual video, and that was super cool that we would actually have somebody who was acting in another state that was super cool.
Yeah, that would be. I think what I was getting mixed up with is I know you came up with some short idea or extended short idea where you ran it by me, and I was so interested in it, I initially said, I'll even play the lead of it, you know?
Was that one?
I think you called it The Deal, I think is what you called it.
The Deal. Yes, actually The Deal is a feature length film.
I think last time you mentioned it to me, it might have been a short, but Maybe I got. I started wanting to do feature. Nothing wrong with a feature. We can put that on the page summary thing I mentioned a little bit while back and see what happens.
Absolutely, yeah. In fact, that is a feature length, which is actually pretty neat. A lot of my inspiration, and you'll see it in the movie, is about it's close to the Night of the Living Dead, you know, Ash and stuff like that, and the Necronomicon being bound in human flesh. That's somewhat what this is, but it's not. It's super cool, and it's not that psychological, you know, kind of comedy aspect to some of it as well. This is very serious, you know, and it is about somebody selling their soul to get revenge against some people who have done his friend wrong. And in fact, the whole beginning of it is just, you have no idea that there's anything paranormal to it until it happens, and it literally hits you really hard, and it's immediate. This guy's selling his soul, and it literally flips the entire thing, you know, on a one, you know, completely 360 degrees back, and it takes a turn. It's kind of, and I got that idea from, I think it's Until Dawn. Is that Tarantino movie? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. I think he either wrote it or produced it from Dusk Till Dawn.
I honestly don't know. I know his name was all over it.
Yeah.
But
I know he didn't direct, but he definitely wrote or produced it. But yeah.
Yeah. But when I saw that, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. It went from like this, just you kind of got the sense of it whenever it showed the bar. And then, but even then, it was just flipped. And I mean, it just immediately went from, you know, this crime thriller to vampires. I was like, oh my gosh, this is insane. And that's kind of what I got with this idea. It's not as dramatic, but it punches you right in the face. It really does. It's like, yeah. Oh my gosh, this just happened.
It's one of those things where it comes from left field scenario. And that's what I'm trying to do with Internal Fracture. I want at least two or three moments where it's like that, where the story takes a turn and you don't see coming. So,
absolutely. And that's a huge thing with the deal. Now, the deal is something that's going to take some time. So that's going to have to be way, you know, probably, you know, in a few years. And that's okay. You know what I'm saying? I'm not too worried about that one. It's really still in development. I've thought about different things. I've planned it in my head, and I really just don't really care for the idea.
Yeah, and you've ran some other ideas that could be potentially bigger, and one specifically that could be way bigger that I'm not going to mention yet.
Oh, well, I already said we mentioned the next one. Well, alrighty, dudes, this and dudettes. Here's the big.
Yeah, I was wanting to save it for you to say it.
So, granted, through copyright reasons, I will not be able to make a full feature-length video. In fact, maybe later on.
But we'd have to get ourselves developed more if we wanted to do feature, but we can. We just have to put it off for a bit, develop ourselves.
For this remake.
Oh, well, yeah.
This is going to be more of a fan film, a kind of like a recreational short. It is The Lost Boys, the vampire movie from the late 70s. We are actually planning on doing a little fan short to kind of get a little bit more of the fan base out. That, and plus, it's not going to be as close to the original movie due to other reasons. Back in the day, that was that movie, they had parts that scared people. Nowadays, you know, that stuff just isn't scary to people anymore, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. With different types of movies that have come out, such as
I have unpopular opinions. There are movies that I watch from the 70s and 80s that scare a lot of people that don't scare me, and then there are movies that I watch from the 70s and 80s that really scare me that don't scare other people. So
yeah. And see, and that's the thing, like, you know, just nowadays, you know, people have grown, you know, to see, you know, more things with CGI and special effects. So movies like that, which only had like one real brutal scene, you know, one brutal part of the movie, like the campfire scene in the movie, take that, but throughout the whole movie, you don't see barely any blood and gore until the end of the movie. This is about vampires. Anything we see nowadays is about vampires. They're gruesome. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It didn't, I don't think, that if there's one thing I could take away from that movie is that during the time, it was enough. Now.
Yeah, yeah. Any amount back then was shocking. That's why probably Friday the 13th was so beloved at the time when it came out, because it was so violent and gory for that time.
For that time.
Yeah.
And nowadays, you know, we have movies like that all the time. And, you know, and you kind of like, oh, well, I don't think, you know, this and that, you know, maybe it wouldn't be fit in, you know, around here. Me, I want to make this way bigger than it was. And that's not taken away from the original meaning. I want a new age remake, not taken away from, you know, all these remakes and stuff like that. They completely changed, you know, scenarios. The Nightmare on Elm Street remake, I was not a big fan of, just because of just a lot of the.
For once, I won't say anything about this.
Right, but yeah, you can also agree with some of the things. A lot of the ideal, the idealist part of Wes Craven's, you know, views on the movie. And a lot of people even say this, were taken out. And even the Friday the 13th remake, it wasn't even really a remake.
No, that remake,
but it was good, but it was just things were taken out. And of so many different movies that are remade, the meaning is just taken out. And I want somebody who can look at this and watch what I do with this video, who are huge fans of The Lost Boys, were like, he nailed it on the head and put a new age twist to this entire thing. And if that's something I can do with the music, you know, the time frame of, you know, of the stuff, you know, I know certain things I can get away with music that wouldn't be copyrighted. And again, this is a fan film, so it's completely okay to do things like that. You know what I'm saying? And just as long as we give credit to the actual creators and, you know, the music and stuff like that, I think we can do this and get some pretty popular or at least a majority of people who would care and actually like it.
Yeah.
And I mean, it would be something pretty big. I've thrown the idea that a lot of people I work with, and they say that with my mind, they think that we could completely blow this out of the water.
Oh yeah, definitely. Especially as you got to get in touch with people who can get the audience together, in a sense of, you got to get somebody who's willing to promote it or mention that this is being made and get the fans knowing about it. And yeah, you definitely have something.
Absolutely. I actually have quite a few friends that are somewhat making it big in YouTube right now. I actually have one of my buddies. He's not too far into it, but he's got about 1,500 followers and subscribers. I've been pitching him ideas of trying to get our names out. And it's not that he hasn't been able to do it. He's just been so busy with the stuff.
I mean, content creation is a very busy thing when you're trying to actually schedule it. And I fall victim to not doing it so much. I've been growing at what I view to steady rate. I always make sure to do small victories, because I was someone before YouTube, before wanting to do film, I always wanted big picture. And you can't want that initially, because you're not going to get it. And then you're going to feel let down and you're going to quit. So with YouTube, I would set small goals. I was excited when I hit 5 subs. I was excited when I hit 10, and now I'm getting close to 15. So now I want my goal to be 20 subs. And then after that, I can shoot for 100 and then 1,000 and then go from there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we got plenty of fan base and stuff like that, that's starting to arise. In fact, I've talked to a lot of people about the podcast. They're like, "Oh, we want to watch it," and I'm like, "Yeah, plus like, it's
finally be getting an upgrade. It'll be better, and my audio won't keep cutting out."
Right.
That's annoying. It's hard to edit that. It's very hard to edit that. True. You know, the night of the Cameron episode, Jesus, we recorded like what, at least over 2.5 hours of footage. And I had to trim that down to 1 hour and 15 minutes. And the app malfunctioned 2 or 3 more times while I was editing. So that's why I was up gauge from editing from 11:30 at night to almost 6 in the morning. I didn't sleep until like 6 in the morning. I sent you those messages saying, "Hey, go check this out." And you're like, "The hell, what the hell are you still doing up?" I'm like, "I never went to sleep." It's like, "Why'd you never sleep? Like, I've been up editing all night."
Dude, I was falling asleep in that episode. Like,
Yeah, I had to edit out the part where you kept repeating the name and you butchered the name.
Yeah.
I wanted to keep the part in where you were talking about your dogs taking a piss everywhere. Oh, that was funny.
Yeah, he did. He pissed all over the place. And in fact, when I was talking about earlier in the thing, he was still doing that, but I understand why he was, because he was kind of scared. And I don't blame him. I'd piss myself if I saw that too.
I mean, if you saw something that looks that you didn't understand, looked inhuman, or looked way too tall, I'd probably shit my pants and try and jump out this window.
Yeah, well, he's skittish anyways, and just, I've been trying to break him with that. I've been trying to get him outside. You know, people want to pet him, and I'm just like, look, he's very skittish. You know, just let him smell you first. And he's not a mean dog. He really isn't. He just, he's skittish, and he's scared. And so he feels safe with me, and the fact that this dude has been up my butt, he's been up my ass for the last few days while this stuff has been going on, or at least that I've been noticing, it's kind of also giving me this stuff is actually happening. This is not a movie. This is not fake. This is happening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a lot of videos, short films, feature films, TV shows get made off of events in people's lives. Sure. So I know you mentioned some kind of, if it was a joke or something, that we could make content out of it. But yeah, I'm trying to remember exactly what gave James Wan the idea for Insidious. I think it was a dream he had, but I'm not sure. But I think so. He had some kind of dream and that got Insidious. So when you're into the horror genre, which I love, and I'll have to get into filming and do about at least 2 or 3 projects before I do a serious horror film. I have a horror comedy idea that I'm more willing to do in the beginning just because it's so crazy and over the top that it's going to be more work, more along the lines of just getting people to laugh, have fun, and occasionally disturb them a bit here and there. But being serious scares, when that falls flat, it's terrible. So I want to make sure that I've done a bit enough that when I attempt to do that, it actually works, as opposed to the Slender Man movie.
Oh, God, that was terrible.
There were moments where it had potential because 1 or 2 of the actors actually tried. The rest didn't have chemistry with each other. The writing was too rushed. If they would have done better writing and got actors who had a bit more chemistry with each other, like the main, I believe her name was Joey King. Keep her. She was decent. And
from the start.
I mean, yeah, when you look at the project and know that it didn't get started, it's getting made. It's a
Slenderman movie.
I mean, you can make something out of that, though. I mean, think about the video game 8 Pages, and there are, like, for whatever reason, hundreds of thousands upon maybe even millions of people found that game scary. So there is a way to do that. Is there a way to make it a classic that overtops like Halloween and Friday the 13th? Probably not. But there's a way you make a decent movie out of it. And that's just having what every other film has to have: decent writing, have actors that work well with each other, and don't make it jump scare heavy. Which it did. It did make it jump scare heavy. It had rushed writing, and it had actors who didn't have chemistry with each other. That's why it didn't work.
I agree. And I think it's just like not a whole lot of idea of what it was about. Like the stories, I remember the stories, you know, from watching and listening to Creepypasta and reading, sorry. You know, I think that they tried to put their own spin on it as well, not knowing a whole lot or not putting too much of the detail of the original story in. Mm-hmm. And that is one thing that I'm really trying to focus on, like with the Lost Boys remake. I don't want it to be too much of my own vision. I want it to still have the original feel, the original act. You want the world
building to be what it needs to be. And they definitely didn't do that too much in the Slender Man movie. They didn't really focus on the world building that much.
Granted, they didn't have a whole lot to go with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The game's literally a person walking around in the woods collecting pieces of paper and the thing appearing. So,
yeah. And not much of all a world there. That the Slenderman really goes through wooded areas because it blended into trees. That's really all they had to go with. You know, there's no real, you know, things and stuff like that. I mean, granted, you had these fake sighting videos talking about it. I'm like, it's a fictional character made up by a guy. Like, this dude made this character up. I forget how he said that he came up with the idea, but he came up with the idea. And, you know,
I give credit where credit is due. Some of those fake videos, people actually edit them relatively nicely. And then you have some of them where it looks like two people standing on top of each other with those flimsy arms like that, just going, just trying to run up in front of you.
Yeah.
So I watch those from time to time, those fake ones, just to have a good laugh, because the ones that are really bad are some of the funniest things we'll see for weeks.
I saw one that was about the Wendigo, and it was the same way. And I'm like, there's so much potential. And that's also another one of my videos is the Wendigo. There's so much potential in that legend. And there's so much background that you can really do whatever you want with it and not take away from the original meaning. Mm-hmm. And something like that would be okay to do something about. But it's hardly ever really touched on because a lot of these, you know, I think it was the Navajo tribes of natives. I know they believe in it a little bit. We're talking about, you know, the Wendigo. And a lot of people don't really take into consideration a lot of Native American legends, which I think is kind of crazy because, you know, a lot of our stuff, you know, from, you know, a lot of our manias and stuff like that of these urban legends stem from a lot of their stuff. You know, the werewolf, you know, you had things that are like the skinwalkers, you know what I'm saying? So I think that the majority of, I don't know who that is, sorry. Somebody just sent me a message on Instagram and I have no idea who it is. But that the fact
you got people sliding into your DMs.
Dude, I got somebody sliding in my DMs.
You better watch it now.
Dude, I really
do. You'll get somebody mad until you got people sliding in your DMs.
Yeah, it's this stupid, like, I don't know. It's this really stupid scam going around where it's like, hey, I used some of your pics. You know, definitely check out this video. If not,
I fell for one on Twitter where it says grow your followers, and I accidentally clicked on it, and then someone hacked into my account and sent that message to every single person I was following, including some people who started following me who are in the film industry. So I had to do a hour upon hours of apologies for getting hacked because I didn't want to get the unfollows from those people.
Yeah. You really got
to
watch
out. Just starting to get traction and respect from people like, hey, I'm in that we're in the film world. And I would reply to their tweets and say, and then I even got some to reply back to those tweets. I would reply to them saying, excited to see what you do. Me. And I mentioned the one guy too, you Gage, in a prior episode, Michael Matteo Rossi, great guy. And I, Shadows, which I'm going to have to send you a link to the trailer for that. It is on YouTube for his newest feature, and it looks good. Shadows looks good, and I'll have to send you that. It happened just when I was starting to get followers from those people, and then I get hacked. I'm like, oh, holy shit. No, I don't want to lose these people. Fuck.
Right.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Well, not hilarious. But
I mean, I should have known, though, because it says, do you want to grow your Twitter followers? And underneath it, it had some kind of like Mandarin Chinese crap, and then it had the link. It wasn't even spelt all right. It was something like you want grow followers, and I actually
want grow followers.
Yeah.
I want growed followers.
I want gross followers.
I want gross followers.
Something like, I think it might have even said gross. I can't remember.
Oh good God.
I accidentally clicked it, though. It's like my finger, like, did a spasm or something. I'm like, oh, fuck. And then I saw, like, I went back on Twitter 5 seconds later, and it sent every single one. I'm like, oh, damn it. And it was sending to every single one. The longer I went without going in, changing my password, and signing out, it kept sending to every person I was following.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They'll do it.
Yeah. We can get into more questions. Santiago, I've always been meaning to ask you, was there like a specific moment that you were like, okay, I want to act, or was it just something you always knew? Because for me, I thought acting was my thing about, what was it, third or fourth grade, because I did a couple of plays in school, of course. I mean, that's where everyone starts, is their freaking school plays. And then I did throughout a time in my life where I was religious, I did like two or three church plays. And then I did my most my one where I wasn't with the church, and I did a play. I think that was eighth grade. So eighth grade, I think, was one where I did one. So I'm curious, is that one where you always knew, or like, what was the moment, and was there anyone like specifically where like you try to do their style?
I guess I've always liked acting, but I've never was like, okay, I want to work with this, you know?
Yeah.
I was always like, I don't know. It's just never, I never really intended it to happen, but then I was like, wait, I actually like this a lot. Mm-hmm. And you know, and yeah, I guess when I was like, what, 15, no, 15, not 14 years old or something, I was like, okay, I wanna work acting, you know, and stuff.
For me, it was plays. I always liked it, and I thought, you know, if it was someday a possibility, I would maybe go after it. I didn't even consider the crew side of it, the writing or directing side, until I took intro to film class, which was fall of 2019. So when August wraps around, it'll have been a year, and then that was the moment I wanted to do it. And I mean, I had those things where I guess maybe those were the foundations and I didn't know it. But if I would get like really bored, I would do these concepts and I would turn them into comic strips. And it's not like I really developed them out or even continued. I would come up with an idea, do like a 7-8 intro comic strip to an idea. And then I would maybe try and sketch, but on a best day, I can draw a halfway decent stick person. And I would do that, and that was kind of concept things. I've never really adapted any of them because, if I have to be completely honest, I remember doing them, but I don't remember most of them. And the only one I remember mostly was kind of like a zombie apocalypse, post-apocalyptic drama thing. And there's so many of those now because The Walking Dead set that precedent. So now there's so many of that type of content out there. But it was that type of stuff. Then there was an alien invasion one, just stuff like that. I came up with that, and I guess that was the beginning of it. And then it transferred into, after taking an intro to film, it then got transferred into trying to make scripts and then filmmaking. So for me, it's now pivoted into more of the creation side rather than the in front of the camera. But the in front of the camera will always be there because I always liked getting the scripts. I always liked memorizing the lines. I would always make sure I'd not just memorize mine. I'd have to freaking memorize and read it. Know every line like the back of my hand. Sometimes if I liked the story enough, I'd even do it to where there were scenes I wasn't even in and I knew every single line. And some people are like, you're not even in there. You don't need to memorize that shit. I'm like, maybe it's got a cue in. It's like, it doesn't have a cue in. It's like, yeah, but what if it does? What if they wing it and add a cue in, you know? Like, what if we improvise and add a cue in and I don't know, and then I didn't memorize it?
I just wanted to memorize that. I just felt like it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. So that's probably that'll be it for us for this episode of the 3AM Gaming Jamming Cinephiles. We appreciate you guys watching. And as always, let us know if this little new technique of doing the video style, if you guys like it, if you prefer this, something new we're trying. And it'll get better, of course, because I'll try and get a web camera at some point. But that'll be somewhere down the road. Because I still need to get the other equipment for this mic, but that's down the road. So this will always keep getting better as long as you guys, you know, we keep growing together. We'll keep improving for you guys. But that'll do us for this episode. We appreciate you guys listening to all of us, from our paranormal talk to our music talk and our acting talk we got in for a bit. So that'll do us for this episode. And now, I don't know about the scheduling this time around. We want to try to do once every 2 weeks. We're going to try not to let this get too out of hand. But I came across an opportunity that I'm not going to name out right now. But it could really help me. And so here and there, things may come up for me to where I may not be able to do a podcast episode for maybe a week will go by or 2 weeks will go by. But an opportunity has come up for me to possibly get a story or stories that I have adapted. And it's a very great opportunity, and I'm very glad to have come across it and very thankful for it. So yeah, I will, just like both of us, we will attempt to continue to make episodes for you guys, but be patient if it does take maybe one every 2 weeks or one every 3 weeks.
Absolutely, guys, and we will talk to you all later. I hope you all have a great time, and remember, Fuck Brie Larson.
Captain Taco.
Captain Taco. Fuck Brie Larson.
Captain Taco. Maybe if we get, maybe if this thing works out and we actually get Internal Fracture adapted, maybe we can get an extra and get a shirt produced that is Captain Taco, and in the background someone's wearing a Captain Taco shirt. It might happen. Who knows?
It's going to happen.
That would be hilarious. It might happen. Sure. You never know.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
See you. Alrighty, everybody.
See you guys around.
No.
Now, this time around, guys, we're going to open up a YouTube channel soon. So expect not only full-length episodes on here, but also clips. We'll open up another channel for clips as well. You can expect all this to come out soon. This is us signing off. Appreciate you guys listening. And as Gage usually says, and I'll say it, if you got a passion to do something, try and meet up with people. Something might happen. I sure as hell didn't think 2-3 years ago that film would be my thing, let alone find people, and I have, and now I have an opportunity. So, but we appreciate you guys listening, and we'll see you guys. We'll see you guys around, and we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.